Got emergency traffic at 839, triple team traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we'll start with northbound 15, a crash in Draper just before 12300 South, still blocking the HOV and the fast. Well, it looks like they're letting the fast lane by now, but the HOV lane's still blocked, and delays go back to Bluffdale. Just to get from Bluffdale to 12300 South is going to take you at least 10 minutes. You've got some additional slowing near 90th South, some off and on delays, 53rd, 45th, and coming into downtown as well. And crash on southbound 15, where 7200 South and 215 merge onto the main flow southbound. That's still affecting both the main flow and the transition ramps. Eric Butler.
Andy, northbound I-15's a mess heading from Orem into Linden this morning because of an accident just before the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. Right now, the backups go back to 800 North, and then we have a secondary crash. Traffic Trooper Warren alerted us to one that's happening in the fast lane. It's blocked, and right now, police have just arrived on the scene.
But it just happened. They're just people are walking around on the freeway right now.
And some of those alternate routes to get past all of this, that's starting to get busy too. Geneva Road approaching 700 North and 700 North getting up to Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Heather?
For the most part, it's problem-free in Weber and Davis County. You're just going to have some brake lights showing up from time to time on I-15, both northbound and southbound between the Kaysville Ponds and Layton. Also southbound 15 through Farmington, Centerville, and leaving the north interchange into downtown Salt Lake. At batteriesplus.com, you can order light bulbs and batteries for pretty much anything and pick them up in store. Located in North Logan, Orem, and West Valley. Batteries plus bulbs, trust the plus. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.